great lesson today. So we're going to build on the circles. We're going to do more and more circles because that's keeping your spine going and your pelvis going. So let's see, today is April, is it the 11th, you guys?
Yes.
Okay, April 11th, 2018, and it's number 95 called Turn the Nose in a Circle. So resting on your backs, begin to take in and notice how you're feeling today, the contact that you're making with your shoulder blades, your pelvis, the back of your head. And it's always interesting when you're starting to become aware of yourself to notice where your attention goes to. What do you notice first? And then the process in which you continue to become aware of yourself, how you continue to draw your attention inward, and how you continue to notice new things as you become more aware of yourself. And then slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. How that's feeling today. And then as you bring your head back to the center, take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing. Okay, so we're going to come up in a moment to sitting, and we're going to work a little differently this time. We're going to do side sitting. So come on up, and let's start with, I'm going to say the word, the knees going to the right, okay? So we've done this position before. So last week we worked with our legs long, and for right now you're going to place your right hand next to you, and it means place the hand. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're here. So, you know, part of this lesson is working, which we've done before, your pelvis and getting your sit bones more even, right? So right now you're heavier on the right. The left is probably lifted up a little bit, but in time that'll get easier. So, you know, your hand is next to you and it's loading a little bit of weight, okay? And you're going to draw your attention to your nose. So we've done circles with the top of our heads, and we're going to involve our arms in a minute, but we're going to work with our nose. So I want you to think of your nose. It's got a marker on it, and you're going to start to make a circle on the window in front of you, right? And so your nose has got this marker, and this marker is drawing a circle on the window in front of you. And as you're drawing this circle, and I'm going to say mine right now is like the size of a tennis ball. And as it gets more familiar, it might get a little bit bigger. And the first thing to notice is how that changes your weight a little bit. You come a little bit more on to the right, a little bit over to the left. So there's a slight up and down with your chin, right, in your forehead, but really thinking of your face is staying parallel to the window in front of you. Everybody got that? Excellent. Now you're going to bring your right hand up to touch however you want to. You know, I'm going to suggest like just your index finger. And now you're going to continue making the circle. And things get different now in how you start to feel your trunk. So by your index finger being on your nose, see if you can feel how there's more involvement now with your rib cage. Pretty interesting, yeah? Excellent. Make sure you're breathing. Excellent. Okay, and let's rest on your back. So let's take a rest, stretch out your legs, and lie on your back. We're going to come up to the same position, our legs to the right. You can start with your right hand down. And probably most of you started the circle clockwise. So we're going to do counterclockwise, right? You're going to draw a circle backwards. And you're going to first have your right hand next to you. And then in your own time, bring the index finger up to your nose. Right, and you'll start to feel now, again, a shift not only in the rib cage, the trunk, but your pelvis, right? So going counterclockwise, you start to bring some weight over to that left sit bone, right? So you got a circle with your nose, your index finger touching. So it's your right index finger, not your left. There you go. And you're going counterclockwise and feel the shift in your pelvis. Beautiful, you guys. Feel the movement in your rib cage. Corinne, bigger change in your pelvis. You're doing so much with your head, your neck's going to hurt, Corinne. Okay. Uh-huh, see? As soon as I said that, now you're moving your pelvis. Think of your pelvis doing the circle, not your neck. There you go. And change the direction again. Now go clockwise. So see if you can go a few times clockwise. Much better, Corinne. And then counterclockwise. Bonnie, same with you, a little larger movement with your pelvis. Up, down, around. And you're breathing. Make sure you're not holding your breath. Beautiful. Now, can you take your finger to the top of your head? So you're still making a circle with your nose and your pelvis, and you're just taking your hand to the top of the head. So it's doing a different direction circle. And change the direction. Beautiful. Rest on your backs. And as you're resting, notice your breath and your breathing. Come up, and now we're going to change your legs, okay? So you're going to sit with your legs to the left, both knees to the left. You're going to start off with the left hand next to you, okay? And then you're going to draw attention to your nose. And your nose has got a marker. So again, we're going to start to draw a circle clockwise, feeling how it begins with your nose. Right, so there's not movement in your neck, right? There's no forward, up, back, down. Some of you that get into your neck, really become aware of that's where you don't want to be. Much better. And now can you change the direction? Go counterclockwise. And again, feel the shift in the pelvis. Excellent. And now let's bring, again, it's your left hand, the hand that you want to lean on, right? And hopefully it's a little more comfortable now in your sit bones. Bring your left index finger to your nose. And let's start off clockwise again. So now you really start to feel a movement in the trunk and the ribs, the shift in the pelvis. And at your own timing, you'll change the direction. You'll go counterclockwise. And lastly, bringing the fingers to the top of the head. Change the direction. Beautiful. Much better, Corinne. Rest on your backs. Yeah. So go ahead and rest. So for all of us, there's going to be one side that's less comfortable sitting with your legs. For me, it's the same way, going to the left because of my right knee being rebuilt. So it's quite uncomfortable. And it makes me want to sit more way out to the left. I'm not as centered. So it's a really great lesson for just working on that. Okay, so we're going to come up to sitting again. Let's go back to the legs to the right. And again, one of the things that you're looking for here is, and again, this is my easier side, is that this left buttock cheek, it starts to feel a little bit more comfortable. So part of the circle, right? So it's like doing the pelvic clock, but with our legs to the side. So you're going to bring your attention to your nose again. Okay, and you're going to bring your right index finger there, and you're going to start to do your circle clockwise. So the same movement, and feeling what the ribs do, what the pelvis does, so there's no tilting of the neck. But now what you're going to just draw attention to, so a lot of this lesson is about shifting your attention. So as you're making your clockwise circle, pay attention to your left earlobe and how it's making, in a way, a circle around or over the left shoulder. And then when you're comfortable, you'll change the direction of the circle, going counterclockwise. So again, your index finger and nose, drawing a circle on the window in front of you. The ribs and the pelvis are shifting. And then you're drawing attention to your left earlobe and how it's moving, making like a circle above the left shoulder. Goes to the right, down, over to the left, up. So the earlobe is like making a circle. Noticing your breath and your breathing. And now drawing your attention to the right earlobe. And changing the direction again of the circle. Focusing on the right earlobe and how it moves over and around your right shoulder. and then paying attention to both earlobes. And then changing the direction of your circle again. And then let it go. Roll onto your back and rest. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. We're going to shift the legs so the knees, both knees are to the left. And hopefully each time it gets a little more comfortable. Okay? And you're going to bring your left index finger to your nose and you start drawing your circle. And as you get the circle going, you feel the ribs, the pelvis movement. And then you pay attention to your right earlobe first. How it makes a circle kind of over the right shoulder. Change the direction. Make sure you're breathing. Inhalation, exhalation. Then shift your attention to the left earlobe. Again, the circle is happening with your nose, your index finger, your pelvis, and then change the direction, still focusing about the left earlobe. That's where your mind and thought is, as well as your nose and your left index finger, as well as your pelvis. And then both earlobes, change the direction of the circle. And one more time, change the direction. Beautiful. And then let it go and rest again on your backs. Okay, we're going to come up again. We're going to go back over to the legs to the right. So as you notice, we keep on alternating. So, and then this time it gets where it gets a little more complicated and we're going to add in your arm. So you're going to lean back on your right forearm. So from the elbow to your palm, and as much as possible, your elbow is under your shoulder. So you're not way back here and your knees aren't lifting from the floor. So you want to try to keep your knees as close to the floor as possible. You're going to bring your left arm up. Okay, and you can make a fist. Point your fingers at kind of like making a fist. Okay? And you're going to go back to drawing a circle, looking up towards your fist. So the circle is now on the ceiling. And the circle then gets into your pelvis. So now the knees do get to come up and go down. So There's a place where the knees come up because you roll back on your pelvis and then they go forward. And then you're going to change the direction. And then you're going to rest on your back. I know. Some of these positions will take longer rests. Okay, so you're going to come back to the same position, leaning on the forearm. You're going to bring your left arm now straight in front of you. And I like to make my fist line up with where I think my nose is. So imagine that you had a stick between your nose and your fist. And we're going to draw a circle with both the fist and the nose. And you feel the movement in your pelvis. It's a little different. It's back to left and right. The knees aren't lifting up and down as much because it's left and, you know, right shifting, and keeping your nose and your fist in alignment together, and then change the direction. Beautiful. And let's rest again. Legs long, arms long. So I've mentioned this before in other lessons. Always feel free that if it gets too long keeping your arm up in space, you can always come down to rest sooner. Okay, legs to the left. Come on up, lean on the left arm. We're going to start with your fist and your face to the ceiling. Again, this circle, you feel the knees go towards the floor, come away. Again, your nose and your fist are lined up, so they're drawing the circle together. And you're feeling the movement in your pelvis, the knees get a lift up, the ribs moving, the trunk. And then when you feel like it, you go counterclockwise. Changing the circle again. Excellent. Rest. Okay, come back up, leaning on the left arm, knees to the left. Your right arm is lined up with your nose straight in front of you. And now we're going to go back to the circle in front of you, which is more of a left to right circle in your pelvis. And then when you feel like it, you're going to change directions. Still breathing. Change the direction one more time. And rest on your back. Okay, so this time you're going to change a little bit of the sitting. You'll start with the legs to the right, but then you're going to bring the left foot to stand. So you're leaning on your right arm, and the left foot gets to stand. Your arm is going to start towards the ceiling, and you're going to start making circles, and you get to use that left foot now to push the pelvis, lift, and help the circle. Change the direction. Bringing the circle now in front of you. So you get to use the left foot to push and roll the pelvis. Change the direction. Makes this a lot easier on the left arm. And then come all the way back up to sitting, bringing your left leg behind you. So let's sit with your legs to the right. And just feel how the sit bones are feeling now. Is that getting a little bit more centered? Okay. So can we rest our hands on your thighs now? Your nose is on the window in front of you. And we're going to draw a circle. And again, as you draw the circle, you really feel the circle in your trunk and your pelvis. And what we're looking for is that you're getting that left sit bone down now. So you get over to the left. And as you're drawing your circle, you're aware of your earlobes, you're aware of your shoulders, you're aware of the top of your head. So you have all those places in your thought and in your mind, and now you're going to change the direction, drawing the circle with your nose. It's a beautiful circle that you're making. Feeling the shift in your pelvis, how you can get the left sit bone now down when you go over to the left. And the movement in your rib cage has gotten larger. So what you begin to notice about your earlobes is that your earlobes are more shifting, like kind of left and right. They go a little bit up and down, but they just slide over, right, making this kind of flatter circle, so to speak, on top of the shoulders, right? Change the direction one more time and really paying attention to your earlobe. So what I meant by that is that as your ribs and pelvis are incorporating the movement more, there's very little up and down with your shoulders. So the space between your earlobes and your shoulders has gotten minimal. It's like a flat, yeah, excellent. Okay, rest on your backs again. Take a nice long rest. Okay, let's come up to sitting. We're going to go to the left, and so what we started with is the left knee's to the left and the right foot standing. Back on the left forearm. Your right wrist is to the ceiling. We started circles on the ceiling. Really moving in the pelvis. So you get to use that right leg standing to help. And then you change the direction. And then you bring your circle in front of you. So your nose and your fist now are drawing the circle on the window in front of you. Again, really using the left leg. So when the left leg is standing now, it helps you bring the weight over to that right side a little bit more. And then you change the direction of your circle. There's no problem with the left knee coming up. You're breathing. And rest on your back. And let's come up now with both legs back to the left. And just first of all, seeing if it's a little easier, right? So that instead of leaning on the left hand, we can put both of your hands on your thighs. Closing your eyes, drawing a circle with your nose, which means a circle with your pelvis. So again, for me, it's always harder to get this right side down, but it's coming. It's getting a little bit better. And then I'm going to change the direction of the circle. I'm going to bring into my awareness my earlobes and the top of my shoulders. And I'm going to go a little slower now. I'm going to find the place for myself where I really could improve. And that's getting the right sit bone down. So that means when my nose draws the right side of the circle. I'm just going to go a little slower. Be a little more attentive, what that means in my right knee, the right side of my pelvis. What do my ribs need to do? Beautiful. And let it go. Roll onto your back and rest again. Notice your inhalation and your exhalation. Okay, so we're going to come up to sitting again. We're going to start with our legs to the right. And you're going to lean gently, lightly on your hands behind you. So just enough that your knees, and you can just play with it a little bit here, that your knees could lift up, okay? So because you're going to begin your circles, and I'm going to say let your fingers, you know, be either forward or out to the sides. So you're going to begin your circle with your nose in front of you. You're going to feel something a little different in the shoulders. And you're going to find your timing where you're going to lift your knees, bring both feet to standing, and you're going to move the knees to the other side as you continue your circle with your nose. So then the knees are to the other side, to the left. And then you're again going to keep the circle going, bring the knees to standing, and then tilt them back to the right. It's a little more complicated than one thinks. So it's finding the ability of keeping the circle going and smoothly bringing the knees up and changing their positions. So the knees are once to the right for a few circles and then once to the left. Your pelvis rounds back to lift up the knees and then they go to the other side. You're drawing your circle on the front of the glass in front of us, the front of the room. And then you're going to change directions. Are you breathing? Nice, Bonnie. Okay, let's let it go and rest on your backs. And then one last posture to come to is coming back up to sitting, but with your legs crossed. So again, we did legs straight and a little bit crossed last week. So after a side sitting today, when you come to your legs crossed, again, see if your hands can rest on your thighs. It's a little easier sitting in your pelvis now, isn't it? Pretty amazing, right? Okay. We're going to draw a circle again with your nose, right? And again, now you get to feel the shift. So, and really with this lesson, what's so beautiful about this lesson is as you're drawing the circle, right, you're so attentive with your nose, but it really orchestrates the clarity of your pelvis moving. And then you change the direction. And then can you change the crossings of your legs, right? So can you sit with your legs crossed the other way and now make your circle and then once again change the direction? Change over the legs again. And one last time, change the direction of your circle with your nose. Just feel the ease, the fluidity that's happening in your pelvis, right? How soft you've become. Beautiful. So really think of the pelvis making the circle, a little bit more body with your pelvis. Even if your knees come up more. So I'm okay, I don't care how high your knees are, but I want more movement with your pelvis, yeah. And maybe back to what we talked about, sitting up higher. When we do some of these sit lessons, is just get something to sit on. Okay, and let it go and rest. Rest on your backs. Bring your awareness to how you're resting on your back now. What parts of you are making contact now. Your breath and your breathing. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right, to the left, and see how now rolling your head feels. The ease. Right, so we didn't do any movement with your neck. So it should feel very nice and free. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.